Hey world, this is Travis Ruskus, and welcome to another episode of the Breathe Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to cover how to become enlightened, and more specifically, how to use the seven chakras to become enlightened. And I'll have a first and foremost note that enlightenment is up to you of what that means, but for me, there's definitely been moments where I feel just in alignment with God and with the source that created me, regardless of how you want to label that. It's just more of clearing that energy within yourself to become aligned with your purpose. So I'm going to walk you through a little exercise that I use on a moment-by-moment basis, and I kind of have to break it down in order for you to get the most benefit from it. So if you can start with the seven chakras in our body, there are seven pools of energy. And this is also open to debate of, you know, there may be more than seven, but just as kind of a baseline to introduce you to this, let's go with seven. Now, these normal seven chakras are little dots within your spine, if you can kind of think of it like that, starting at the base of your spine all the way up to the very top of your head. So I'm going to briefly go over those. These are common knowledge. You can just Google seven chakras and you'll see a little bit more behind that. But what I'm going to do at the end of this is show you how to actually open those. And I've written a book called The Rock Balancer's Guide. It just so happened to be seven chapters. And these seven chapters, I feel, encompass what someone needs in any moment. So we're kind of all having these blocks as we go through our daily existence. And one of these seven chapters can help you unlock what you need in that moment. So recently I had kind of the alignment to say, hey, these seven chapters also represent these seven chakras. So it kind of really works out this way, and I hope that you can get some benefit from this. I will say that you may not have full alignment with this full podcast, but at the same point, if you have this moment of lightness or clearing or something really resonates with you, you go, oh, okay, or, you know, you see something a little bit differently, or you connect with something that's already there that's been blocked, I just ask that you recognize that. And at the end of listening to this, you write it down, or just try to remember what that point of clearing in your body, where that is, whether it's in your heart or your throat. I'll go through this whole thing, but I just first and foremost wanted to say, when you're feeling something clear, just notice it. So as we walk through the seven chakras, let's start at the base. So this is the base of the spine, kind of your butt area, but I also like to think of this as extending into your feet and really kind of the bottom of your feet. This is called the root chakra, and this is associated with your foundation, your survival, kind of the tree trunk, where that whole thing starts. And this can be associated with the color red to make it a little bit easier. That's the color of this aura or energy source. So moving up, you have the sacral sensation. This is usually located kind of in the lower belly, sort of the genital area, but this is where you experience sensation. Usually this is where it kind of stems from. And if you can think of this as the color orange. Moving upward, we have the solar plexus. This is located in the stomach. And you can kind of think of this as your soul or the power behind what it is that you do. That's the strength of that sun. So the color associated with that is yellow. Moving on up, we got the heart chakra, which is associated with love. This is the color green. And there's a lot I could say, and I'm excited to dive into this a little bit more, but the heart chakra is where a lot of people can be closed. So this is a really important one. Moving on up, we have the throat chakra. This is associated with expression, voicing truth. And this is associated with the color blue. Moving on up, as you rise up your spine, you go to the third eye. So this is located between your two eyes. If you go just above, so sort of between the two eyebrows, this is where your third eye is located. And this is associated with perception or illusion. And the color is purple. Now moving up to the last chakra, we have the crown chakra, and this is sort of the spiritual chakra, the connection with the higher source, your self that is among the stars, sort of, that you are a physical representation of a higher consciousness, essentially. So that when you open that crown chakra, you can really feel connected to every living thing in the universe. It's a really cool feeling. I've definitely been there. It doesn't happen all the time, but that's where that's located. Okay, so as we tie it to making these a little bit more practical of how you open these chakras, how you get into alignment, I'm actually going to go through these seven chapters in my book, The Rock Balancer's Guide. So if we start at the bottom again, we have the root chakra. And I like to start with breathing. And no matter what happens in your life externally, you always have your breath until you don't at the end. But you can always take a breath. So let's just start here. Let's take one breath. Breathe in. And breathe out. This is where we're going to start. This is our root. So if you can associate the breath with light, calm, and clarity, that it gives us a great foundation for what's next. As we move up, we go to the sacral, this area of sensation. And if you can remember opportunity, this is where we start to see the lotus bloom a little bit. As you notice what you go after, what sensations you crave, what you're lacking, I think if you can just recognize the opportunity around you and how you choose. So in this moment, wherever you're at, look at the opportunity that's around you. If you're writing emails listening to this, there could be several emails that you could be writing right now. So how do you choose that one email? Or even if you're just sitting, taking space for this, where could you go next? What is the opportunity that you're drawn to? So just noticing that, okay? So as we move up to the solar plexus, the tummy, this yellow chakra, what I have here is belief. And this element of belief is so, so crucial. And for myself personally, as I become an artist to go beyond what I've ever done before in order to just make this a successful full-time gig, I really have to believe. And no matter how many people don't buy the work or don't reply to my pitches or tell me that's nice but don't really support the work, I still believe that this is incredible work and I can get value for that. And sometimes the value for me is just seeing people smile, to just experience my artwork. And maybe this can be blocked for some of you because you're putting too much expectation rather than just putting intention out there. What you give to the world, what good energy you can put out there that's true to you, to what you provide for the world. So with believe, if you can think of it like a sun beaming and really think of endurance, hope, and failure, and more importantly, treating failure as a discovery process rather than, you know, you failed, it's the end of the chapter. So the solar plexus is really, really important to what happens next, because as we rise up, we're going to go into the heart chakra. This is green. And this, to me, is where balance lives. So if you can remember balance in this heart area, that is going to help guide you into this alignment. Some other keywords are peace and equality. I find that sometimes I can be frustrated with the state of the world and how we spend more money on war than taking care of each other and building a really awesome space program. I get caught up in that sometimes, but I just like to revisit equality and noticing how we're all going through our own battles, I would say, and we're doing the best that we can. So all that you can do is just do the best that you can and live in your heart with a place of peace. And if you can even think of clouds, what kind of clouds do you have? Are they white, fluffy clouds? Are they dark and stormy? Every cloud will pass, but just notice how your heart feels. Is it a clear, white, fluffy, passing cloud, or is it the thunderstorm right now? And it's not necessarily saying which one's good or bad. It's just noticing how you are in this moment. And once you can have that awareness, that is huge to making true progress. And you have to be really honest with yourself. The heart is going to see through all, the heart is going to see true to what it is that you really want. You know, in the solar plexus, in the stomach, that's where you believe in yourself. But up towards the heart, that's where you're going to find like what really brings you at peace. And I would say, of all the chakras, of all the energy centers in your body, when you are doing something that you truly love and it's working, other people are getting benefit from it, and you're actually making an impact on the world, you will feel at peace in your heart. It's not going to be the root chakra. Sure, you could feel at peace in all the other chakras, but I've noticed that this element of peace lives in the heart. So just noticing that. And as we move up to the throat, this is the blue chakra, and you can think of this as limits. And this is where we control what it is we do and we say, and where that belief rises to. What we believe is going to be communicated in your throat chakra. So there's times where I feel like, man, I just, you know, I'm going to keep making new artwork, and just, it's inevitable. I believe in myself, but it's just hard to speak. It's hard to get constantly rejected to a new market. But this is where you control where the limits are. So you got to stretch beyond where you previously were. Think of it like a bubble popping. You go to the edge of the ocean and you jump off and you find your wings. That's where this throat chakra is so important, is you just kind of discover your limits. And I firmly believe that we are our own worst enemy and we control our limits. So if you can learn to let go of those limiting beliefs, your throat will become much clearer. So as we rise up, we have two more here. We're going to go to the third eye. So this is a purple color, little aura, energy center. And if you can think of the word release, this will serve you so well. And what happens is we have these belief systems of, you know, let's say someone worked really hard their whole life doing something, and they were highly skilled at their craft and they made a lot of money doing it, but they're retiring and they're still holding on to that old job title as if it was actually them. But as you know, if you leave a job or you switch careers, that you're not tied to your career. I am an artist, but I'm much bigger than an artist. It's so hard to explain, but in this third eye, if you can release and just let go, let go, let go, let go, let go, you'll see what embraces and attracts to you. And this will give you a feeling of freedom and also gratitude. You can see, wow, you know, if you can walk by a flower and really see the beauty of that flower blooming in the one time of the year, it's an extremely beautiful thing that you cannot pay for. And I find that we are all going through life looking for wealth or external validation for our own inner self. But if we can learn to let go of those dark sides or constricting thoughts or fears, then you'll start to see how beautiful life is as it's been given to us. You don't need to work your whole life in order to be enlightened. You can be enlightened truly in this moment if you just release. So moving up to the last one, we have the crown chakra. That's a pinkish aura. And if you can think of the word evolve in this top of the head energy center, some other keywords would be forward and learning. And the way you can think of this is, once your other energy centers, all the different chakras, have been cleared, it's up to you to continue to evolve and move forward and not get stuck at, oh, well, I cleared my chakras that one time, I'm enlightened. Enlightenment is a daily process. It happens moment by moment. And there have been times, like I've said in the beginning, where I just feel like, you know, I am the guru on the mountaintop, seeing through illusions, seeing the truth of what people really are versus what they say they are to me. And it's a wonderful feeling, but I can also get kind of caught up in the daily life, and these chakras and energy centers can become clouded. Or, you know, recently my root chakra just felt like it got ripped out. So I had to really do some work and rebuild my foundation with my art, myself, my relationships. I just felt like I had to rebuild and start with a solid foundation so that from there I could grow and become this beautiful lotus blooming. But just notice that. So as I went through this, what parts felt blocked and what parts felt clear? It's just simply noticing that, and I invite you to go back to the parts that are closed and try to reopen them. So one last overview. I'm going to say these chakras along with the word that you can implement to open these chakras, and I hope that it really benefits you. So starting at the bottom, you have a root chakra. It's red. And I need you to breathe. And as we rise up into the sacral, the lower tummy, it's an orange color. Think of opportunity around you. As we rise up into the solar plexus in the stomach, it's yellow. I need you to believe strongly as you can. As we rise up into the heart, green chakra, here, just find balance. As we get higher into the throat, think of it as blue, and here's where your limits lie. Going further, we have the third eye, and this is purple with release. Up at the very top of the head, the crown chakra, it's pink, and think of evolve. So with that said, let's evolve into the next moment, and thank you so much for listening to this. If you want to learn more, I really invite you to read my book, The Rock Balancer's Guide. I go way more in depth into each one of these breathe, opportunity, believe, balance, limits, release, and evolve topics. And it is sort of tied to rock balancing, which is my art form. But how you balance a rock is how you balance your life. And I invite you to read this book if this podcast resonated with you at all. So thank you so much for listening. If you can give me 5 stars on the Apple Podcast or wherever you're listening to this podcast, it helps it grow in the algorithms. And I really do appreciate your support. So thank you so much and have a great day.